President Barack Obama and other U.S. officials are holding a three-day conference in Washington with almost 50 African leaders. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry spoke at the Africa Summit about African civil society. He urged delegates to support democracy and individual rights in their countries. He said a society is wealthier and more secure when people can trust their government. He also said it is less likely to become violent and is less open to extremists. Mr. Kerry also spoke about economic goals at an earlier meeting.
Prosperity can actually replace poverty, and cooperation can actually triumph over conflict.
He urged African ministers to support the free market and cooperation between the United States and Africa.
So I say unabashedly, we want and we will work hard to get more American companies to invest in Africa. We also want more African companies to invest here in the United States, and there's no reason that they shouldn't.
Mr. Kerry also urged the African leaders to end corruption in their countries.
To do so will take courage. And yes, it sometimes means assuming risks. But fighting corruption lifts more than a country's balance sheet. Transparency and accountability attract greater investment. Transparency and accountability create a more competitive marketplace.
Mr. Kerry was to meet with at least 8 African leaders separately on Monday. President Obama will speak to the African leaders on Tuesday. On Wednesday, he will take part in meetings about economic growth, security, and proper governance. The U.S. will release information at the conference about new business deals with Africa worth almost $1 billion. American officials also will announce plans to provide more money for peacekeeping operations and billions of dollars for food and power programs. One of those programs is called Power Africa. It is designed to add 10,000 megawatts of electricity and 20 million new electricity users in Africa by 2018. President Obama announced the program last year. Private companies have promised to invest $7 billion since then. The Obama administration says it did not plan this conference in reaction to China's increasing investment in Africa. China, Europe, and Japan have all held similar gatherings to support investment in Africa. American businesses have made only limited investments in Africa, although many countries on the continent have experienced high rates of growth. Some African countries have said they will work during this week's summit to push for more U.S. help. For example, South Africa has already said it will ask the Obama administration to extend the African Growth and Opportunity Act for 15 years. The law reduces import taxes for goods made in some African countries south of the Sahara Desert and exported to the United States. The law went into effect in 2000. It is set to end next year. U.S. officials say 4 African leaders were not invited to the meeting: the presidents of Zimbabwe, Sudan, Eritrea, and the Central African Republic. The summit is happening at the same time as several West African nations are facing a sudden spread of Ebola infections. On Friday, President Obama said the United States is closely following the situation. He said medical workers would closely examine African officials from countries with high rates of Ebola infections before they enter the U.S. The leaders of Sierra Leone and Liberia are not attending this week's meeting in Washington because of the Ebola outbreak. I'm Katie Weaver.